speciation. It can occur quite quickly.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful book on witnessing called Why Won't They Listen? Ken, we're often told that the appearance of new species must take long time periods. Are you telling me that scientists have documented speciation as a fast process?
Mark, if the account of Noah's Ark in the Bible is true, then two of every kind of land animal, and seven of some, of course, came off Noah's Ark in the Middle East. For instance, two dogs walked off the Ark. Then as the population of dogs increased, eventually the population would split up and different groups would form. As the gene pool was split up, different combinations of genes inherited from the original dogs would end up in different groups. Thus, different species would form, such as dingoes, wolves, and so on. Now, evolutionists have always insisted that such a process happens slowly, and therefore the Bible can't be right when it says the land animals came off the ark only 4,500 years ago. But in the journal Science, a report stated, quote, "These examples say that natural selection can cause a population to change very quickly and hint that speciation could occur very quickly," end of quote. Once again, true science confirms biblical history. The account of Noah's Ark in the Bible fits with real observations, including natural selection and speciation.
Is the Earth only thousands of years old and not millions? That question is tackled by Dr. Terry Mortensen in a new free booklet. It's available on our website, answersradio.com. answersradio.com.